Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, though, I thought in a segment I would get praised for, I would come across as some sort of hero, a cape would be drawn around my neck. Here I am, sitting in a bath of regret after sending you a $100 worth of clothing from the Iconic for your next date to help you find the one.
Well, here's the thing. You think that the reason I'm still single is because when I go on dates,
let's be very clear. One of the many reasons.
You think that I dress too bougie and that men get men would feel intimidated by it.
Just you rock up with your high heels, your extensions, your eyelashes, your perfect makeup, and then you have this D&G, Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci accessories.
Ooh, I do not wear D&G.
You look rich.
Do I?
High maintenance is another word, potentially. So look, I said you're a wonderful human and I need the men, the right men, to see past the facade of Jules to get to know the juicy center of you. You're no longer that you're a nectarine and on the outside, coals have sprayed you in a wax. You're shiny and lovely and beautiful, but the real content, the real heartwarming stuff is on the inside, the juicy, tasty, sugary inside. That's what I need people to see. So I sent you an outfit that I think throws out the la-di-da glitz and glamour and it shows the real Jules. It's next door neighbour Jules.
It's
sure not
is.
Rooftop bar with bottle of Verve in front of her Jules.
You make me seem so ungrateful.
Well, I mean, for people who are about to hear the audio, this is Jules.
No, I know. You're
unwrapping a gift and this is your reaction. So, yes, I'm not making you seem ungrateful. You yourself are making yourself seem ungrateful.
If anyone knows how I dress, so this is an absolute shock.
What the hell? Okay, black pants, like loose. Another pair of pants.
Options, you're welcome.
A pair of beige track pants. I mean, I can totally rock beige. This will even go with my top right now. I could wear this. A plain black top.
Which is an undershirt.
Oh, it's got slits in the sides. The slits need to be near my boobs, not my bloody armpits. Better make sure I shave my armpits, actually.
Shave your armpits.
And this is a double-breasted cardigan. God, how big is it? Is it supposed to be that big?
It's meant to be like an oversized, you could chuck it off the shoulder cardigan. So,
right.
But it also is like a low V, kind of goes down to what would be below your chest. So therefore, I've given you the black top as an option, black pair of pants, wear your own heels.
But very baggy, and I'm not going to wear heels on a virtual date.
Well, I didn't at the time when I bought it. I mean, things were a little bit more open and accessible. But
the
this
thing is right.
This is hot librarian.
My gosh, I do not look hot. I looked like when I tried the clothes on. I actually looked like a old granny. Like I looked way older than what I look now. Yeah, well, I'm 34 and I probably dress like I'm 21.
I mean, you're the one who's saying potentially something dressed as lamb. That's certainly not me saying that. I'm just sort of putting a commonly known saying on what you're saying.
I dress up because it makes me feel confident and it makes me feel empowered. And so if I'm on a date, that's usually when I'm at my most vulnerable and like I feel nervous. So I dress up and to give me that confidence and you're taking that all away.
Don't wear it then. Hey. Who is this douchebag guy telling a girl what to wear? I'm not doing that. If that's what you need, empower yourself. I'm just putting options out there.
No, I
Burns.
Do not.
You throw enough fashion to landfill, chuck it in there with the rest of the stuff. Give it to Salvos with the tags on.
No, I've organised a date. It's happening tonight and I'm going to prove to you that...
It's not the clothes that's the problem. It's me. Great. I can't wait to hear the results tomorrow on the show.
Oh, what a nightmare.
It's Weekend Breakfast.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
We thought we'd get on an expert in resilience. I mean, a time when mental health is more important as we are forced to be indoors and maybe even confront some of the thoughts we could escape by leaving our own houses. We have joined right now by Graham Cowan. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Angus. Lovely to be with you.
Now, Gus, we know what happened last weekend. I came in on a Zoom chat and burst into tears just when being asked if I was okay. And little did I realise that, you know, I could have actually prevented that breakdown. And that's why Graham Cowan is joining us to talk about the three questions that we should be asking ourselves to prevent those meltdowns.
What are the three questions, Graham?
The three questions are, am I okay?
Yeah, okay.
And that's incredibly important because we can't help others or be at our best unless we take care of ourselves.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's what's really necessary right now is to do things we can control because lots of people are really freaked out by the uncertainty of this. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having rituals to, say, walk each day, to call a friend each day, and just to be really present, you know, when we are outside to really know what's going on around us. And the second question that we need to ask to really have a great we care culture around us is, are we okay? And so, you know, you've got all you three to look out for each other, and you've got your producers and your work crew.
Okay.
But also, we also need to think about our home crew as well, people around us. Mm-hmm. And we need to nurture that because these people can be our scaffolding when things aren't going great.
Correct.
When we stumble a bit, to be able to talk to someone is really important.
That's what happened to me last week. I realized I could have actually reached out a lot more than what I was.
Yeah, it's important. And, you know, we often just try to charge on and push on. And I've had real mental health challenges in the past as well. And I've just learned how important it is to have really great people around us.
Mm-hmm.
And to know the right sort of people, they need to be positive. It needs to be a positive experience when mm-hmm. you're with them. It needs to be consistent. So you make time to have regular updates with those people. And they also people that need you can be vulnerable with. And women typically are much better than this. Like men try to charge on and say, yeah, I'm fine, no worries. But it's so helpful to be able to confide in someone and share the problem. They say a problem shared is a problem halved.
Correct. Now, what's the third question we should be asking?
Well, the third is, are you okay? And that's keeping an eye out for those around us that could be struggling, you know, and we look out for changes in mood, changes in behaviour, changes in circumstances. But, you know, when you think about Australia, 15 million people have had this change in circumstances. Mm-hmm. And it's really big. I in the last week, surveyed 753 people about their greatest challenge with the lockdown. And the greatest challenge, 48% said that it's uncertainty. And that's it, isn't it? It just changes so quickly.
Mm-hmm. One thing I do just want to add, because after my little meltdown that I had last weekend and I made the effort to reach out to people, to talk to people, the one thing that they said to me was, why didn't you ring me? Why didn't you reach out? And I was like, I actually just couldn't. My mind wasn't even thinking, you know, how I could even get help. I was just down. So that's really important to reach out to the people that you're noticing some changes in because there's something going on.
Yeah, and our theme this year for Are You Okay is, are they really okay? Ask today. And that sort of really gets to the point where you ask someone, are they okay? And they say, yeah, fine, no worries. But you don't think they are. And then to really gently ask, are you really okay? And that can really take it to a level where people may share where they wouldn't if they're just in the automatic mode.
Some simple questions. Am I okay? Are we okay? And are you okay? Thank you very much, Graham Cowan, for getting us through, hopefully, with some questions that we should be asking not only ourselves but others. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, no worries at all. Lovely to join you, Angus and Jules.
Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Now, something was announced earlier in the week that I just wish that it was around when we were kids. I mean, well, we're in our 30s now. I just wish, you know, in my high school years, this would have been brilliant. And I'm talking about Telstra making their phone calls from their Telstra phone boxes free. Free of charge. I mean, imagine how amazing that would have been back in the day. You wanted to call your mates, you know, and chat for endless hours.
On the street, though?
Yeah, but I mean, you got to think back when you were a kid, back when you had your little Motorola flip phones or whatever. Mm. You know, you used to have to, you'd buy $30 worth of credit. You weren't on a plan.
Sure.
Or was that just me? You know, like in those texts, you'd have to wait until after 9 o'clock to get 9 minutes of like free calls or whatever. Hang up, call back. And I actually remember going to the phone boxes sometimes. If I wanted like Mama Jules to pick me up, sometimes you would get like a 2 to 3 second, like you could, if you dial the number and it would ring, right, it would give you 2 to 3 seconds before it cut off and you could just scream down the phone. So I'd be like, Mum, pick me up adults.
I used to do 1-800 reverse. Mum used to go beep beep beep. Will you take a reverse call from Angus?
Angus, yeah.
Please, no, there's one to accept.
Mum wouldn't accept those, so I just had to scream down the phone in the 2 seconds that I needed her to pick me up when she dropped me off.
It's true. Well, they became Wi-Fi hubs as well.
They did,
used to
yeah.
put like Wi-Fi in there for like so backpackers would congregate around them, but now they're free for drug dealers to do drugs without being traced.
See, the thing is that now that we've spoken about it, you're probably going to see more of them, you know, around. It's like when you buy a new car and you didn't see it before you bought it and then you see everything. Mm-hmm. See all the, say, you know, that same car.
True.
Anyway, so 131060 this morning, I want to put it out there and talk about the things that should be free but aren't, right? First thing off the list, ATM fees.
Yeah.
Why do they charge you to withdraw your own money?
Well, it's not that, obviously it's not from your own bank. I thought it was normal if you had like a Westpac and you went to an ANZ bank and you paid a fee because you're like, I'm taking money from a different bank and they'll have to chase it up with the other bank to get the money back. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Wasn't the case when ING came out and had their credit card, it was like $0 fees everywhere. I'm like, oh, they've just been ripping us off.
Yeah, 100%. Birth control should be free.
Amen.
EpiPens.
Interesting, yeah.
Okay. Right, I didn't realise that I actually thought they were free. I mean, you know, they keep people alive that have, you know, is there anti-anaphylactic?
Yep, they go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah. Contraception.
What? They have the standard bog ones free, but what if you're a little bit interesting in the bedroom and you want, you know, certain flavours, certain ribs, whatever. You know,
okay.
Ones that feel like they aren't there.
Reading glasses?
Nah. But if they are free, who's to say that people wouldn't just like leave it on the bus next to them and go, oh, well, who cares? I'll get another free one. Let's go to Stacey in Sydney. What should be free?
Parking. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than paying for parking. But the worst is the other day I got a parking fine because it was 1 minute over. My parking expired at 3:33 and I got a fine at 3:34.
Are you joking?
No, and I was just, so you can probably tell I'm angry still.
Of course.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having to pay for parking and then after all of that, they're waiting for you the second it expires.
A-holes.
Have I told you my Newcastle parking story before?
No.
My mates are doing Nutri-Grand Ironman race down at Newcastle Main Beach. Right. Found a park with 3-hour parking. As I was paying for the parking at the machine, I was getting a ticket. And so I said to the guy, hey, man, I just parked.
Yeah.
I'm doing this. I didn't see you park. And I'm like, well, I'm buying the ticket.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's like, I can't stop now that I've started writing this thing up. And I'm like, well, you will. And anyway, he goes, look, just show, because my ticket was a minute less than his one that he had on my car, the one that I bought. So he's like, oh, look, just send that in an email in your rebuttal to the council and you'll get off it. And I was like,
you're
still wasting my time. Anyway, I was late for the race. I left. Send it to Newcastle. They said, oh, look, if you want a complaint, you have to do it through this process. Anyway, they did not accept my ticket and I had to go to court.
What?
And so I went to court and the person before me, I'm sitting in court and this guy gets brought up from the bottom of Newcastle courts and from like the dungeons in handcuffs and was on battery and assault charges. And so they're doing this full thing, you know, his lawyer who was there next to me said that he pleads not guilty, which means I have to go to the next stage of court. And next minute, Angus O'Loughlin, parking fine. I'm like, oh, here's the big crims here, guys. Anyway, got off it in the end, but ridiculous.
Wow.
Thanks for your call, Stacey. Lily in Melbourne on 131060. What should be free?
Ice at the servo.
How good around Christmas time when they charge you $6 for a bag?
I reckon it should be cheaper. Absolutely. I mean, because they've got to pay for the electricity to keep the ice frozen, right?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But you are paying for, like, frozen water.
When you break it down like that, it does make sense.
It's annoying because, I mean, the only reason why we don't do it ourselves is because we just don't have those big freezers at home, right? Like, you just don't have the space.
It would actually take days to fill up an Esky using your home freezer.
Imagine trying to walk them from the sink
for the next 20 minutes.
Freezer.
You're getting up with Dylan, Jules and Angus on Weekend Breakfast.
Jules, you went on a date. Are you still single?
Yes, but I mean, there's potential there.
Oh, that's great.
If you did miss it yesterday, so I revealed like what Gussie had bought me to wear on a date because apparently I dress too bougie. I dress too bougie when I go on dates. Gus, you think
One
that,
man's
that
opinion.
Intimidates? You think that intimidates guys?
We had dinner at a pub.
Yeah.
Once I bought my partner Emily, I bought my baby. Emily's in tracksuit pants. I'm in the days where you rooked up looking like you were about to go to a New York fashion model show at a pub on the corner of the radio station. You rock up everywhere looking $1 million and shout outs to you, and you said you feel empowered when you dress up, and I'm not trying to take that away from you. I'm just trying to see if this might spark something different. You've been on the dating scene a while. You're trying to find Mr. Right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you as a friend, and so I got you, using a listener's $100 iconic voucher, side note.
I bought you some clothes.
Exactly. I bought you an outfit I thought was more approachable. Girl next door vibes.
And I recorded me jumping on this virtual date with this guy I'd been talking to.
So I am about to react to this at the same time that everyone else is listening.
Yeah.
So I've got the video on my screen right now. I can see just from the still before pressing play, you are wearing the cardigan, which I'm proud of you for.
It looks horrible.
All right, so let's press play and react to this at the same time. No, can I stop here?
What?
You haven't done the buttons up on the cardigan.
What are you talking about?
There's four buttons on the cardigan.
Yeah, but I had to, like, show that I've got some kind of figure. Like, it was too baggy. Like,
no,
it was too
big. This is what I'm talking about.
What?
Now it looks like you're wearing a dressing gown.
My boobs were, like, covered up. Well, keep
this is unacceptable. This is not the outfit.
Keep listening.
Hey.
Hey, how you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, he sounds like Personality Plus.
To be honest, he'd just done a big day.
Sorry I was a little bit late. I was getting dressed.
For bed.
Well, this guy's not getting a second date regardless. We don't like him. Let's go.
No, continue.
Does it look like I'm going to bed?
A little bit.
Is it the blue cardigan that kind of makes it look like that?
It's fashion.
I'd love to have a beer with this guy at the pub. Obviously, I'm joking.
Hey, shush. He was nervous, all right?
Am I not how you expected I would look?
Not quite the same as a profile, but...
He's calling you catfish. He's catfishing you.
Mate, in my profile photos, I'm looking, you know, smoking. Now you got me dressed like an old grandma out on the corner.
Okay. Would you say it was better or not?
Much better.
What?
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Is this taking a turn?
No, I know.
Did it work?
Well, we're going to, like, talk a little bit more. I mean, I've spoken to him already this morning.
All power to you. I wouldn't. Block list.
No.
Oh, what else is boring? Oh, that's right. That guy.
We messaged before we jumped on the thing, and he said that he was nervous. And I was like, no, it's fine. Look, you know, I understand, you know, hot property.
Hey, no denying. Would you wear the cardigan again? I mean, obviously not with that guy.
A different guy with a new, like, oh, just wear that cardigan though.
Yeah.
Just how much it changes. Because, you know, to be honest, he really opened up after a good, you know, 5-10 minutes into the chat.
Oh,
that
great.
Was the first, you know,
so what
minute.
He said, more than six syllables. Wow. Let's put a photo of you in the outfit up on our Instagram. Hit Weekend Breakfast.
Okay, go check it out.
You're listening to Weekend Breakfast with Dylan, Jules and Angus.
The Bachelor. It's back Wednesday, Thursday night, Channel 10 from 7:30. We are joined by Jimmy Nicholson himself. Good morning, Jim.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We were a little bit delayed this morning on our interview. We were meant to chat to you 30 minutes ago, but you're currently looking for a house. just the one better? His and her bathrooms?
I've got myself a little pad around Bondi, so...
Little?
Yeah.
I saw some figures. It was a 1.4 mil. It better not be little, or it better
Hang
have
a
spectacular view.
For people who don't know the Sydney, that is a shoebox. That is probably the absolute entry-level market for Bondi.
Is it? 100%.
Yeah. Okay. You probably live in a kennel at the back of someone's house at 1.4 million.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, isn't it? But,
It's funny because people in Sydney are like, oh, this cheap ass. But people in, like, Adelaide and Darwin are like, ooh, Jimmy's done well.
Okay, yeah, see, that's where I was at. I was like, oh, damn.
1.4 gets you nothing.
Oh, no, I've signed myself up to a tuna and rice for dinner for the next 5 years.
You're going to have housemates? Why?
Yeah. My roommate that's living with me now is going to move in with me for about, we don't know, about six months. And then, there's a lot of chat with the girl. And, Ooh. She's right onto it. Yeah, she's been researching online and interior design and all sorts of things. So right. I've been researching resurfacing the garage floor. So it shows where the priorities are.
Love that. How does your current roomie feel about getting turfed out in the next 6 months? Is he like a bit upset about it?
He understands. He understands. He's fine. Hey.
Jimmy, look, I jumped on Google and I thought, you know, because, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, when Bachelor first started, they were Googling your name, and I thought I would jump on and just see what questions people were asking. And I'm going to quick fire them at you and I want you to respond.
This is going to be good. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've heard these all before. Is Jimmy Indigenous?
No, I'm not. Fijian heritage.
Is Jimmy adopted?
No, I did ask my mum that though when I was young.
My mum used to tell me I was adopted.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Different conversations.
Okay, and is Jimmy's family rich?
God. Well, I'm certainly not rich at the moment because I'm in a lot of debt. So,
yeah. Jimmy, are you the only person who hates the Aussie games being on the telly because it's on the same time and affects the ratings? Do you watch people like this Browning 100-meter sprinter with his mullet going, you bastard?
No, I think it's great. I mean, I think it's you've got to get behind the Aussies over there, so I think it's good. I mean, it does hit the ratings a little bit, but
yeah.
I think, you know, people watch it 10 play. They watch it in catch-up as well, so... I think it launched on the night we had, I think Farm Wants a Wife at its finale. So
not good.
there's a lot going on, but I think some people probably don't like the drama aspects of it. So I think once that, you know, as we get further through the show, you'll see that it actually is a love story and and I think people will get around that because I think that's the stuff people like to watch.
Are you saying to 10 Publicity and Marketing, let's ramp this up and try and compete with the games? You know, this is the race to get Jimmy's heart. You know,
I love that pitch. I'm gonna, I'll have a chat.
Put it to them. Now, Jimmy, when it comes to, I mean, reality TV, and you always see like, you know, the contestants coming out and going, oh, that was like so heavily edited. I mean, I've been watching. I've seen you kiss about 6 women in the first 2 weeks. Has it been heavily edited? Like, was it?
No,
you know?
No. Oh. I think people just leave and they get a little bit. Disgruntled. I mean, they can't tell you what to say. And people always say, oh, is it scripted? It's absolutely not. I've done it. It's absolutely not scripted. They can't force you to say anything. So if you say something, you've got to own it. So people, I think, leave and regret things they've said and things they've done. And then they say, oh, it's all edited, and they put it back on the producers and stuff. But it's rubbish. So, and looking back on it now as well, like obviously when you say I've kissed like 6 girls and stuff, I never kissed more than one girl on one day. And often you'd be like, they'll be like, you know, one a week essentially. But obviously the way it looks now, it's just like, it looks like I'm just going on a pash fest. So no, that's not how it plays out in real life. But that's all right. I own it. I did it. So
here's the thing though, Jimmy. What I don't understand is people at the end of The Bachelor, they want the true romance story, right? They want you to be together. They want the love story, right?
So yes.
Imagine not kissing anybody along the whole Bachelor journey and then finally picking who you think's the right person and having no sexual chemistry and it just fizzles out. So I'm all about passion on, man. You've got to see if it's there.
That's it. You've got to suss it out. And that's the only way you can. You can see if it's there.
Exactly. You can't do any further. May as well make it.
No, I don't regret it for a second. It's all part of it.
Would you have done a 100% COVID-safe approved season where all the girls keep their face masks on and you eliminate them unseen until you take the mask off the chosen girl at the end and you kiss for the first time and then isolate together in a couple bubble?
Wow. Look, I think that's a great...
I'd be down for that.
Pictures today. probably not. I would if I just wanted to go on and date someone for like a couple of months. Maybe. That would be fine. But for a long-time partner, that's... too risky, isn't it?
Yeah, don't worry about kissing, man. I'll be worried about those teeth. Like, I don't know, teeth is a really big thing for me.
Smile, yeah.
Yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Well, my missus has to have her mustache waxed, so you got to watch out for that as well.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Jeez, I never even thought about this. We've got it so easy as guys, don't we?
Seriously.
We really do.
Well, we're looking forward to the next episodes, Wednesday and Thursday, Channel 10 at 7:30. The Olympics can piss off. Make sure you watch our boy Jimmy Nicholson. We appreciate it, mate, and glad that you found love and looking forward to finding out who it is with.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to chatting again. See you soon.
All right, Gussie. So you're going to watch it now? Now that you're all up to date?
I'd be watching it if it wasn't for the games. And he seems like a really lovely guy. Maybe I will watch it Wednesday.
Okay.
Maybe.
I don't believe you at all. Yeah. I want to... Okay, can you give me a rundown next weekend then?
No. That's our show, everyone. Thank you very much for watching. Thanks to Jimmy from The Bachelor. Jules, thank you.
It's been fun.
Talk to you on air next
week. Dylan, Jules and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.